Okay, so welcome back to this professionally unprofessional podcast. This may be the last episode. Maybe. Because me go to the America and some other stuff from the other people. Yes. But well, good things don't last forever, I guess. Anyways, today we're going to use my Asian accent because today we're going to talk about the game of the Asian people. Ghost of Tsushima. Do you think I'm using a good Asian accent? You can't say no because I'm technically Asian.
I was gonna say, you're the Asian one here. Why are you asking me?
I am the Asian. Dude, but for real, I've seen the trailers for Ghost of Tsushima. Dude, their Asian accent are spot on their Japanese accent. Like, some of them, not the main characters. They just use their normal like languages and shit.
Basically, Ghost of Tsushima is this... If you haven't heard of Ghost of Tsushima, I don't know, you're probably just not that into... like, into things then, you know, like, into gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's understandable. You know, because it's not for everyone. But yeah, but it is perhaps, like, one of the most talked about
A very
games
popular
currently.
Game. Unlike
very
some other games.
Very popular.
Unlike some other games. Last of Us 2. Oh, okay.
A lot of people saying it's probably going to take a game of the year. I'm one of them.
Yeah, I'm actually with you on this one. Not many. Sure. Special games.
But yeah, but basically, so you play as a guy called Jin Sakai,
mm-hmm.
and your goal is to repel the Mongols invading the island of Tsushima in Japan.
Yes.
And then, so throughout it, though, you kind of just go around, you gather up support, as well as, you know, going ahead and slowly, you know, pushing back the Mongols.
Slaughter your way to victory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whilst also picking up, you know, neat little
trinkets,
cosmetics and everything.
I see.
As well as picking up, the kind of charms,
mm-hmm.
and these give you little, boosts and bonuses.
Wait, but Tom, did you take the samurai route or the ninja thing? The ninja route.
So, you have to find a hybrid of both when you play
yep.
the game, as some things require you to play as the ghost. The other parts give you bonuses for just, you know, playing as the samurai.
Mm.
So there's no real locking into anything.
Oh, I see.
It's pretty fun.
Hmm.
The combat is very nice and fluid, amongst other things. And it's just a very complete feeling game.
I see. So, your final verdict, how many points out of 10?
Well, put it into points. I'd say 11.
Say 11. Ooh, awfully high
play.
Mark.
The
game of the
play.
Year, indeed. Holy shit, Eugene,
the
hello.
Only, the only like thing that where it lacks, I'd say, is the story. The story is not super, like, it's not like this super big tale or anything,
yeah.
you know?
Well, at least
yeah,
you're
yeah,
playing the game, and it's fluid and very well built.
It's fun to play.
Yep.
And then they're also releasing their first DLC.
Wait, they have a DLC?
But here's the thing, though, Tyler. This DLC is free.
Whoa, dude, a free DLC?
And it's multiplayer. It's adding in multiplayer in the form of co-op to do more story, where you don't play as Jin, but you play as...
Uh-huh.
So the DLC itself is called Legends.
Yep.
And it follows these characters who have already had
uh-huh.
like these legends built up around them.
Huh.
So you can play as a Ronin, a samurai, an archer, or an assassin, And basically, you're able to play with friends in this two-player co-op where you go around doing new story. But then there's also what's known as raids. And that's four player.
Holy shit, okay.
Yeah. And then another interesting thing about it is how so each class has its own benefits, like it has its own pros and cons, and I'm assuming skill trees.
But I thought there were only
Yeah.
two classes though, like ghosts
No.
and samurai.
It's not really a class. It's more so in the game you have about, I think it's like seven armor sets to choose from.
Yep.
So you don't get like mix and match pieces, but they're full armor set
Holy
that you
shit.
choose.
God damn.
So, and each of them come like with their own pros, but they don't have any cons. So it's not like, oh, you wear this, you're slower. It's more just that each of them are suited more towards a different kind of way to play.
So basically a more fun Dark Souls.
I guess you could call it that. It's not
Yeah.
really Souls-like.
Yeah, well, it's fun and slashy with a lot of
Yeah.
stuff.
But I really enjoy it like a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the
Same
best games to come out
goes
in a
for the
while.
rest of the internet, I guess.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, even PewDiePie played it like within days of it coming out.
Yeah.
You know?
And
That's
he
something I don't
enjoyed
think a
it.
lot of people expected, yeah.
Well,
And one thing though is if the gameplay is an 11,
yeah.
The visuals are like a 15.
It's colorful, I know. Dude, I've seen the
Like
trailers
the
and shit. Fucking amazing, dude.
and I'm only playing on a PS4. Like
Yeah.
The PS5 is gonna come out and basically be, and it's gonna
4K
have
and shit?
like oh, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be 8K.
Fucking hell, okay.
Like compatible. I think the Xbox X is gonna be 16K compatible, which is stupid. It's stupid if it is. Like, I don't actually know. I'm just going off of memory. But yeah, but that's absolutely stupid if it is 16K because, there's no TV that's 16K. What
Well,
TV is 16K?
I mean, it's all about them specs, my guy, but
Yeah, like, oh, in all honesty, I personally feel like that's, they're just going for the biggest flex they can.
Well, that's competition, my boy.
Yeah. And I get it. I get it. I vibe with it. I vibe with it.
As
But yeah.
an Xbox player, I don't really think that I would buy the Series X.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Because it's so big. Limited housing and stuff. I can't do it, son.
Yeah.
Dude, I was packing my shit so I could go to America, and Eugene's here asking me for McDonald's because he owes me a meal because I helped him did something. I'm to the point that I'm so busy that I can't even go out for McDonald's.
Jesus.
Yeah, and dude, I'm packing so many fucking masks. I look like I'm smuggling that shit. Like 40% of one of my biggest luggages that I'm gonna bring over there is consisting of masks.
Jesus.
Well,
I thought.
safety
Yes.
number one. Good. Yeah, but sadly I can't bring any rice, and I doubt that they sell any high quality rice. So that's fucking sad.
Yeah.
Asian all about the rice, come on. If rice not there, be sad, sad girl. I'm literally using the strongest Asian accent that I can remember.
I'm not gonna question,
My Asian, my Asian-ness.
See, now, if you were like, not Asian, this would perhaps be one of the racist bits we've ever done. But
Yeah, but I'm
luckily,
Asian. I'm Asian. I could
yeah,
pull it off.
luckily.
Luckily, I'm Asian. Plus, I'm giving you the Asian card so you could be as racist as well. I will let you do the accent.
Are you sure about this?
I'm very sure. I already gave it to
Are
Will.
you
He's abusing it already.
sure that you're are you sure that you're sure that you want to give me the racist card?
Well, you're not gonna say the N-word. I can't help you on that. But if you're doing to Asians about rice and
Dude, I
shit,
don't
you.
need a card to say the N-word. Okay, everyone's out here like, oh, you need oh the N-word pass and shit. No, bitch, I'm just racist. Like, what? Like
what the fuck? No, I don't need a card. No, I'm just racist. That's literally
What are they gonna do? What? Tell me no? No!
Biggest fucking...
They can't! I'd like to see him try!
The biggest pass I've ever seen. Oh god, dude, that's fucking amazing. It's basically the same thing as... Remember the piece of news where teachers are telling students not to wear pajamas in online classes? And the fuck are you gonna do? Send me home?
Yeah, like honestly. What are they gonna do? What? Shoot me?
They can do a fucking drive-by, man?
No, I'm Australian. They can't. I'd like to see them try.
But if I go to America and that shit actually happens, then maybe that'll be true. Maybe. Like, slight 2% chance.
You almost sound excited. You're like, ooh, maybe.
First time shooting a gun or getting shot by one. Well, it's experience for everything. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, but Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm leaving in a few days. I'm very fucking tight. I'm going to Arizona, and I have eczema, which makes my skin... It's basically a condition that makes my skin dry up and swell like a fucking tomato.
I know what eczema is.
If I don't moisturize. And I'm going to a dry county. Arizona is the second driest state. Just very close, like, losing to Nevada. Let me check the humidity of Arizona. Dude, do you want to guess? Play the guessing game. What percent?
Humidity is going to be like a 20.
Yeah, close. 24.
Sorry? I know shit.
24%. Fool. Shit. Jeez. Oh, God, dude. Guess what's the Monday's highest temperature rate? Like, highest temperature of Monday.
Is this in Celsius or Fahrenheit?
In Celsius. We're not heathens.
40.
43.
Please tell me you're not complaining about...
I'm not complaining about this. I'm okay, I think. If they don't have air conditioning, then I'm fucked. I'm actually a bit concerned if they have air conditioning. I was in New York once, and besides that one hotel, they do not have any air conditioning. They have a fan.
Yeah, cause that shit's expensive.
That shit expensive, but oh no, fuck. I remember buying McDonald's in America. Shocked me on the price. It's like $24, and I'm like, ooh. Whoa! I could use the money to buy a decent meal in Hong Kong.
Really?
Yeah, everything is so goddamn expensive. Hold on. Let's play the guessing game again. Let's talk about McDonald's for a sec. Guess how much money does a pack of McNuggies cost? A pack of six.
Alright, is this in like Australian?
Yeah.
Alright. $2. Wait, how many nuggets? What kind of pieces pack is this?
Six McNuggets, like normal.
Six piece?
Yeah, six piece.
$2.
Hold on, let me do some calculation. See, because see, this is in Hong Kong pricing, so yeah. It's. Hold on.
Is it in them China monies?
It's in Hong Kong money, not China money. We're not that retarded yet. It is drumroll please, $1.04.
Yeah, I'm close enough.
Yeah. How about a medium fry? Just a medium fry.
I could buy 600 nuggies of $100.
It's similar. I guess it's similar to Australia because we were so goddamn close. But in America, it's so expensive.
Oh no, that's not how much it costs here. Like a six. Hey mom, how much is a six piece of McNuggets? $4 over here.
Goddamn.
In
boy.
Hong Kong, it's like a dollar, like, and 4 cents. Australian. I feel like we're getting ripped off, Mom. I want more nuggies.
I remember I heard a story where in Poland they sell a bucket of McNuggets. Like 50 McNuggets. For a few pounds. Translating back to British dollars. We're dumping around different kinds of currency.
I'm libating.
Dude, but for real, I'm still kind of weird out on how America's like fast food industry is so like damn expensive.
Cause it's like one of their biggest things.
Yeah, but it's so expensive, dude. My God, yeah. I've never thought that it could cost that much, but ooh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait, but Tom.
Yeah.
Are you still going to Japan soon?
That whole trip is in, maybe because of, you know, everything that's been going on.
Yeah, Rona, but...
I won this on eBay.
But damn, I really hope that you could experience Japan since you're a big fan of the Japanese culture.
Who's that?
Are you reenacting a Dr. Seuss novel? Who is that? What is that? Holy shit. I'm using Asian accent. I'm going to miss using it. I'm kind of concerned that if I use an Asian accent in America, even though I'm Asian, people will get offended.
Yeah, they'll be like, how dare you? You have no right to make fun of them like that. And you'll be like, wait, but I am.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, white, not like white people, but white. Some young white women get offended for the other races for some reason.
Yeah. They act like it's their job. I get it.
Yeah, I'm scared of that shit.
How dare you,
cultural appropriation, wear the Asian tong zong, how you do this, no, Asian dude.
Anyone says that to you, just stop speaking English and just stare them down in the eyes. And just don't speak a single word in English. Say anything else. Like, you can even speak French.
just swear at them in my native tongue. Ooh, your mama, goat. I fart in your general direction and stuff.
Say perhaps, like, the worst thing that you could say to someone in Hong Kong to them in, like, your native tongue.
So basically, tell them they're it's a mistake to adopt them.
Ah.
Yeah, that's one of the worst ones that I've heard so far.
Is that like the worst thing to say?
It's not the worst. There's a lot of bad things to say, but you know, it's rare to hear someone that pissed off and say something actually like whoa, those stuff, you know.
Say like the meanest thing you can to them.
I guess that Australia have like online lessons or something, right? Have you ever like abused the Zoom functions and shit?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean, dude. Like play some good movies in your Zoom background.
I've never really been
Eh? Someone who uses things like Magazine.
Really? Really? Come on. I thought your school is mandatory on that shit.
No, we don't use it anymore. We're back.
Oh. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, Adelaide's corona count is extremely small, right?
Yeah.
Compared to the neighboring states.
Yep.
Hmm. Wait. But how are things in Australia, though? Like, in Adelaide?
Pretty usual. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's like, we have not had any issues, like, ever. Australia is, like, the perfect place.
You've got to be fucking kidding me, dude. I'm jealous.
South Australia is perfect, okay? Like, Victoria... That doesn't exist.
Yeah. That's not a place for us.
There's a reason it's called Victoria's Secret. It's Australia's Secret.
Can't believe you just used the goddamn brand to do that. Okay. Congratulations, my boy. You actually pulled it off. Holy shit.
Victoria. See, Mom, I could have had one before you cut them up, but no.
What's wrong?
See, now, I call this one oppression.
What's wrong, my boy? Did someone steal your food?
My mom's making curried sausages, and I wanted one.
Oh, that's sad. I actually had some of that good stuff. Let me search some. The latest news. What can I say? The latest, weirdest news.
In recent news.
Yes.
Someone
fucked my sister. Even though I technically I don't have a sister.
Okay, so I was just like,
So, Dr. Disrespect is back. Don't care that much on that other stuff. Because it's already so big. I searched a photo version. Oh, so a penguin stopped traffic. Police picked up a penguin found waddling the road.
In other news, I have been learning about Dark Souls lore.
Wait, what?
I've been learning about Dark Souls lore.
Where have you... Wait, you're actually learning Dark Souls lore?
I have actually looked into Dark Souls lore.
Please, educate me about that shit, because... Dude, I played Dark Souls for a while, for a very short period of time, but I don't understand that at all. I just understand that the bosses are hard, and I'm gonna die, no matter what.
So, it all starts with the fact, so basically, so they've got the world, and there's dragons. These dragons are immortal.
Uh-huh. Right?
So that's pretty bitchin', I guess. I don't know. Depends. But yeah, basically, so then, you know, like, oh, so you got these dragons, and they're vibing, doing their thing.
Yeah.
You know, because, the dragons. Basically, what happens? Snake goes from them. Then, after a while, these dudes called the Pygmies.
Yeah.
You know, they find out that this fire has, you know, there's fires around.
There's a fire. Gotcha.
Yeah. But then, so, this is known as the first fire. Now, from this fire, is then born, the Lord Souls.
Now, okay, what is the Lord Souls?
So, the Lord Souls are born from the fire, and they're what basically... like made gods.
Uh-huh.
So So the pygmies, are they psychology? So the pygmies, they would grab. Yeah, so they went up to the fire. They obtained the Lord's Soul. One of them was Gwyn. He became the Lord of Sunlight. And his whole ability, his whole shtick, was the fact of how he could, you know, casually just throw bolts of lightning. You know, like spears of lightning.
So basically Zeus. The power of Zeus is upon him.
Yeah. And then... So then a whole bunch of other pygmies, you know, become lords and such as they go ahead and, you know, grab some, you know, grab a soul. But the main ones of note are Gwyn, Azaleth.
Uh-huh.
She's a witch. Oh god, who else was there? Nito. He is Lord of the Dead. And then... So Izaleth, when she became a lord, Izaleth the witch, she brought about fire sorcery. Nito brought about necromancy. And then one other person of note got one other pygmy of note got a lord soul, and that pygmy was the third of pygmy.
The third.
He got the dark soul. So, now the Dark Soul, at that point, was very small, very weak, no one really cared about it. But he got his, so, hey. But then, basically, where it goes from there is, so the third of Pygmy, instead of, you know, using his soul, you know, make himself powerful, he splits it to then make humans.
Uh-huh.
Now, the humans... And, you know, because they have the Dark Soul, all of their stuff is linked to what's known as the Abyss. Now, the Abyss is not good for the lords, like Gwyn and such. That's not good for them. So the lords then set out, though, to then, take out the dragons.
Yep.
Because, you know, they're dicks. The lords, by the way. The lords are dicks. Pretty sure the dragons are also dicks. Everyone in Dark Souls is just a dick. But then from there, what happens is... So... Gwyn goes to... Like, Gwyn, Azaleth, and Nito go to fight the dragons. But then, you know, then they're not doing too hot. You know, like, yeah, they're getting there. But, hey, they're not doing well. But Seath, the Pale Drake, steps in, and then he betrays the dragons.
Yeah.
He was born without scales, and it's at this point that the dragons then find out that the lords find out that it's the scales that make the dragons invincible or immortal. Gwyn starts throwing these lightning bolts, and they, like, peel back the scales.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So these bolts, like, they're something else, man. But basically, so he, you know, starts doing shit like this, and then from there, you know, Gwyn, and his knights, you know, they start winning.
Oh. You
know, so they, you know, like, oh, so they all start winning, then eventually, you know, they take out,
the dragons.
A large portion of the dragons. Now, of course, there's a few left. You know, as seen in some of the games.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yep, they win.
But either way, you know, so the dragons, you know, they're not doing very hot at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they lose. But then you look, so thus starts the Age of Fire, as it's called. Now, the Age of Fire, really good for the lords, because they are, like, living it up. It's great for them. It's just not great for anyone else. Like, so the humans, it's not good for them.
The powerful ones are vibing, they're chilling, while the other ones are suffering, right?
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then, what ends up happening from there is... Oh, I'm just then, so then, cause, so basically, what ends up happening is, so, everyone's like, alright, well, you know what, let's just vibe. But Gwyn, he's like, I don't really like the humans that much, so I'm going to put what's known as the dark side on them. You know, just to make sure, you know, they don't get too strong.
Oh.
Now, the dark side, it basically creates the, cursive undead on the humans.
So basically, if they die, they become zombies, right?
Yeah. But, so then the issue, though, is, you know, so you'd be thinking, okay, well, that's, you know, what's the issue there? But basically, what the issue is that it creates this, thing called hollowing, where every single time they die, they don't come back as 100%. They lose, some of what's known as their humanity. Now, their once humanity. All of that humanity is lost, they become hollowed.
So basically a brainless undead that only attacks people?
They basically just become mindless.
Mm. Oh shit. Keep explaining, dude.
So, and then, but then Gwyn, he's like, alright, well, you know, I want to make sure I, you know, still have control and such. But then something starts to come up. The first flame, which is the thing that all the, you know, that brings about the Age of Fire, it starts to dwindle.
Oh no.
So then,
it's just gonna go down.
So then Gwyn's like, well, wait a minute, I don't really like that too much. I don't like that at all.
Ooh.
So then what happens is from there, Gwyn then begins to try, like, oh, so the Lords try to find a way
to save the fire, right?
Yeah, so basically, you know, reignite the fire, or to even create a new one. Now, the issue is how, so Izaleth, the witch, she tries to do it, but then she creates what's known as the corrupted flame.
So, basically, something real bad is gonna go down.
Demons.
Fucking demons, is this serious?
So, her and her daughters
yeah.
get turned into demons.
Yeah.
You know, due to it. And then that's kind of like, that's like the main, like, thing there. Yeah, and then, because they've become demons.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that's not a bad thing. Yeah. So then they start terrorizing, and Gwyn's like, all right, well, I guess, you know, they've all got to die.
So, some shit went down and demons battling fucking dragons and shit.
Basically, the moral of Dark Souls is, everyone really just is very murder happy.
Oh, okay. Like,
everyone just wants everyone else to die.
Mm. Okay, so, wait, holy shit, Will's here.
Yeah.
Damn. Yo, Will, we're live now, dude. He no talk, okay. Dude, but guess what? Like some shit happened. Let me tell you a grand story or some activist shit. I went to a fucking modern arts gallery, right? I basically went full on how can I say it? It's a Hong Kong like show where you prank like basically being dicks. Not like being dicks, but pranking some people. I wore these, boots, right? The boots that make the clacking noises really loud when you walk, right? Because the floor is wooden and the gallery is very silent. So you keep quiet. So the people can only hear clickety clack clack. Like stomping noises, even though I'm not using any force when I'm walking. And, dude, but for real, modern art confuses me. There's one piece that is basically, there's one art piece that is a pair of high heels, and someone stuffed a sock in it. Yeah, that's the piece. Yeah.
Boo.
No, I got it.
Yeah, I'm very confused. I try.
You telling me you don't understand art like that? God, what are you, uncultured?
I'm uncultured, dude. I paint landscapes and shit, dude. I'm a simpleton, huh? But damn, dude, these are high art. Well, what's been happening to you lately?
Not much.
For real?
Not much at all.
He has a skateboard now.
Yeah, skateboard. Oh, good. Have you tried?
I'm purposely calling it a skateboard because I know it's because I know it makes him mad to hear me say skateboard when I know it's a longboard.
I'll beat you to death, Thomas.
At least it's a board.
With what? Your skateboard?
No, with yours.
Oh shit.
See, now the other joke here is that he doesn't have it yet.
Oh.
Actually, I do.
You do? Ah.
Wait, well, have you practiced any new tricks with your long or skateboard?
He got it today.
No,
I'd be worried if he had already, been able to do shit, on it. That isn't just skate.
Tom, I'm gonna learn how to do this thing called fucking, the Peter Pan.
Why do you sound like you're in your bed sheets right now, dude?
Because I'm fucking 8-year-olds.
Oh, okay.
Damn. No, I'm using my phone, and my phone's autistic.
I see.
I'm gonna beat you to death, Thomas.
No need to be violent.
Man, that's not people even the worst. That's not even the worst thing anyone in the friend group has said. Okay, Sky has said the worst.
Who is Sky?
Hi.
Dude, I'm very much confused on everything. I'm not in the Australian friend group. I'm from Hong Kong, my boy.
It's Will's McLady.
Oh, Will's McLady. Ha-ha.
Yes.
Ha-ha. Very, very romantic.
Yeah.
Wait, did they got into, some trouble or something?
No.
Basically, just throwing insults, I see. So basically, Will being Will.
Yeah.
Yep, that simple.
They're not on bad terms or anything.
Ooh.
His father just got home today. So. He didn't have the board yet. He lied to us.
What? So. Oh. Wait, what? So he doesn't have the board. He lied.
Now has the board.
Ah, he now has the board. Okay. So. Wait, did you guys hang out lately, though? Normally when we do this, you guys were hanging out.
I've had a bit of stuff come up, though. Mainly, my spine being, out of place by, a few miles, but yeah.
Yep.
It's, literally to one side.
It's tilting one side. Dude, I can never imagine how horrible or hard it must be. I'm not gonna be one of those people that dude, that's horrible and that shit, no. Because I can never understand how tough it is, so I can't really give that much sympathy. Or something.
I'm coming in and now he's I wanna go back. I was Leroy Jenkins, I swear to Christ.
Wait, hold on.
You could cut it out, that would be a huge McThanks. Leroy? He makes this really weird growling noise, and I'm kind of just Please cease. Leroy! I don't know why he's like this. My dog is I think he's missing a few crawling lines. Leroy! You can't just start slamming on the door the moment you come in. Okay. You have to make up your mind, buddy.
What?
Leroy!
For real.
Make up your mind, dog. Would you want to go in or out?
For real, dude. The family is very large. Like, there's eight grandsons. Eight grandsons. Only counting the grandsons, and I forgot. The parents and the grandparents. And I gotta find, like, a souvenir from Hong Kong to all of them. My mom and I are having panic attacks for this. Like, the dogs already, like, A-okay. But the people, do not know what they like. So this is not good.
Does Hong Kong have to follow the same, rule of, like, amount of kids allowed?
No. Dude, we're technically not Chinese, yet not British yet. It was something in between.
I was just asking, like, just due to proximity and such.
Oh. Well, but we share the same, like, Chinese traditional values, like common courtesy and some shit. Like, honor, loyalty, and some shit that I don't know if China still have.
What, honor?
Courtesy.
Right? I'm putting you on death's block again, I'm sorry.
Well, lately, Chinese history, no good, everything be changing, I'm a Thomas. So I don't even know anymore. I'm just gonna stick to Hong Kong. You know shit went down, like, in China, like, people... I can't go into this deep shit. This is supposed to be professionally unprofessional, not professionally political.
So anyway, communism.
So anyway, communism. Wait, but how is the communist, dude?
So anyway, communism.
Is the communism student still spreading his beliefs?
Yeah, he's put up posters now.
Oh, no way.
He has made, how do you say it? Propaganda.
Propaganda, ooh. Wait, you should send me one of those posters, of what it looks like, so I can laugh.
Oh, like, he's part of, like, the actual, like, movement in Australia.
No fucking way, really? Wait, is it
and
like...
And every single time I hear about it, I really just want to punch someone.
My boy. No, I got suggested for Falling Chalet, the communist movement of South Australia. Yeah, that one.
He's a part of that. He's like an actual important member.
Oh no.
Anyway, why do you smell like a dog? Have you been out on the right?
Dude. I'm checking out the communist and shit in there. ACP Adelaide, the Australian Communist Party.
They're getting mad because anti-fascists got arrested.
Anti-fascists as they face off against fascists. Oh no, no, dude, this is.
And they're like, how dare they have the audacity? It's $5. It's... If you
dude,
don't have
this is,
$5,
this is too
dollars,
good.
Then why are you watching Twitch? You should be making money instead of watching Twitch.
Dude, this is
$5.
This is too fucking good. Do you have another one? Dude, they have one that's Australian Communist Party, and one of them are just ACP Adelaide.
Yeah.
Dude, they look so hipster. I don't know how to say this, but they just look like they're riding unicycles and drinking at local coffee shops. Local overpriced coffee shops.
Like, it's really funny, because I know I really should not delve into this, especially because, you know, where you're located. Because, you know, shit's a little iffy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's really bad? When Thomas hits you with but.
Oh. Go on, just go on.
This communist kid said to one of my friends, his family own an orchard.
Yeah, yeah.
They grow pears. Now,
mm-hmm.
The thing is, so this communist friend says to him, well, you see, agricultural business owners are greedy and exploitative of people's needs.
So basically, he is insulting his own parents. Wow.
And then the communist guy says to my friend, also your parents' orchard will go to the state. And he's like, no, the state. And then he's like, what are my parents doing? He's like, they can be managers. They can manage the farm. They can't own the farm.
Whoa. Yeah, that's
kind of... I'm going to say another really kind of risque thing. Communism says that it removes classism. No, it just basically moves it to... There's only two classes.
The peasants and the one dictator.
The government and everyone... Like, the government and then everyone else.
Oh, no, dude. What has liberals become? This is we're walking on thin ice, but I should say this, dude. What is happening?
So I'm not gonna say any more because you know I've made my point. I've made my piece. It's stupid. I'm not gonna say any more. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm very surprised that they started opening goddamn posters and shit.
Like, if the Chinese government wants to kill me, kill me. If the Hong Kong government wants to kill me, kill me.
No, the Hong Kong government can't do anything. If they can't control Corona, they can't control anything.
You know, I trust the Hong Kong government. But the Chinese government, if they want to kill me, come at me. I will take on your president?
No.
What?
I don't even know, dude. Yeah, it's confusing.
What is it even called? I will take on China's leader in gladiatorial combat.
After you had your surgery.
I'll do it right now.
Are you sure about that?
I can still move.
Yeah, true.
I will take on Winnie the Pooh in gladiatorial combat.
The funny thing is I actually just watched Gladiator. Like the Russell Crowe film. Just a few hours ago.
here's some content for everyone. Alright, so.
Yeah.
Here is my step-by-step guide on how I think that it would be a very good way to run a country. Alright? So first off, erecting gladiatorial combat arenas.
So basically... the Roman Empire.
Step two. Okay. Now listen very closely. You then start to kidnap crackheads. Alright? Very important steps, these first two. Step three. Now this part is very important to get the good results you need.
Yeah.
You starve the crackheads of their crack.
Oh no.
Okay.
I can see where this is going.
Then you put them in the arena, and then you promise them crack if they win.
Okay. Huh?
And then you have them face each other.
But if they win, what would happen? Besides crack, like that one winner.
You give them crack, and then the more wins they get, though, the more privileges they get. So eventually they're able to receive training with the weapons. Because they have access to every weapon they want. except for firearms. They can be BB guns.
Fuck. Okay.
But they can't have firearms.
But they can have bows and arrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Dude, they're gonna be so buff, though. Like, buff crackheads.
Okay. Now, this is the beauty of it, though. Is now the monetization. Step four or five. I've already lost track.
Yeah.
Step four.
Screw it.
All right. Step four.
Yeah.
This is a very important part for the economy. So now that you've got, you know, your fighters. Now this is when you set up your economy part of this. You charge $5 for entry. All right.
Whoa.
Make it super cheap, okay?
Super cheap, God.
Yeah. $5, $10, okay? A lot of people have that kind of money. You know, it's very simple, easy to get. Alright.
Yeah.
Now what you do with that, though, is then you make it so, you know, like, oh, so you have these events where you basically hype it up like the UFC.
Ooh. So basically monetize like McDonald's or some shit towards that. Like,
but thing. Now though, this is also where it gets even more fun. Step five. You open it up from just crackheads. Like, oh, you make it so anyone can apply to go in willingly.
Yeah.
In a no holds barred death match. Or near death match. So they basically go until, like, oh, one of them is basically at death's gate or is unconscious.
What in the name of the fool?
Now step seven. I'm pretty sure I skipped step six. Step seven. Okay. Now that it's getting popular, you need more fighters. So this is where your secret service comes in.
To cokeheads.
No. You keep it crackheads, alright? You gotta keep the theme, alright?
Okay, fine.
Now you get your secret police and secret services to start stealing crackheads from other countries.
The fuck?
Get diversity. Now, here's the thing. Those other countries are gonna, huh? Where are all our crackheads going? Little do they know, you're taking them to build up your economy further. Now, this is great, because you're making money, and but they're also, you know, their crime rates are going down.
Holy shit, so it's a win-win. Now,
step eight. This is the most grand step. Once you encounter a crackhead who has gotten over 100+ wins.
Like the beefiest crackhead of all time.
And they have actual combat experience.
What, you gonna draft them to the army?
Yes.
Whoa, shit.
The crack division. Where those who have been anointed, where those who have gained titles are able to go.
The crackhead expendables, so basically.
With the highest title crackhead can get is crack gold.
What the hell is crack gold?
That is when they achieve 1,000 wins plus in the arena.
Huh. Okay.
Now, this is where the fun also begins, though. Alright, because now we're beginning to expand.
Okay, go on with your grand scheme.
Now, once you get to this point, you have them receive firearm training. And now this is the great part, because crackheads with firearms, you know, once they realize they don't need those, then that's when you start to offer them training with just weapons and such in general. That is one of the best steps in this.
Okay.
But the true best step is the money it makes.
Yeah, it's Yeah, I could see that. But would you do expansion, like expand the gladiatorial combat to other countries? Which the funds go to your own country?
You see, now this is where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
Step 10. I know I skipped step 9. Step 10. Invasion.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
This is when you send them out to then start to invade other countries in your name. Now, the best part, though, is because they're crackheads, no one's going to know that they're your army.
Uh-huh.
You don't send them out in uniform. No, you just send them out to commit terror attacks. They effectively act as communists. No, as terrorists. I mean, not really too different. And they charge. They cripple from the inside in their crack hungry rages.
The what? Huh?
And that's how you do it, folks.
That's how you.
Yes.
I see. So
that
with the power,
is how you truly
so with
achieve.
The power of crack addicts, you could save the economy with crack addicts. Okay.
Yeah, and basically end up crippling other states until eventually. Because then what you do is once that other country is at a low enough point, that's when you send in your actual army to go in and take it.
To be honest, you could actually do something like this. Like, you get a crackhead like gladiatorial combat, right? So the weak ones die off, which only leaves the strong ones. You could use the strong ones as the bulk of your armada to invade and do shit like this for more crack.
It's the survival of the fittest technique.
Holy shit. As ridiculous as it sounds, it might be. You might pull off. It might happen.
Now here's where the best part comes in. So once you pull off the successful invasion,
mm-hmm.
You start it all again. But in a new country.
So basically an endless cycle of crackheads.
Eventually, you take over the world. And that's when it begins.
To be honest, you collect
the
all... The final step. World domination.
Step 15. I know I skipped step 11, 12, 13, 14. Extermination.
No. What do you mean?
You remove all of them.
You remove all of who?
Genocide of the crackheads.
Oh, okay. I see.
But they are the only ones who can oppose the world.
Wait, but who would the gladiatorial combat lead to, though? What would happen?
Oh, it would just continue. It would become a very, in the grand scheme of things, it would most likely become a very popular sport.
Oh, okay.
Now, here's the thing, though, is how those arenas wouldn't just become for naught. Because, secret step 8. I'm pretty sure it's step 9. Step 9. You add in trial by combat as an alternative to death sentences.
Trial by fucking combat.
Yep. You are able to, instead of dying via the death penalty, you are able to extend your living periods by winning in the arena.
What in the name of Jesus Christ? I am very much concerned.
As you're not fighting the crackers, no, you're fighting other death row inmates.
So basically from crackheads to inmates, gotcha.
Oh no, you continue with the crackheads.
Well, I thought you were going to exterminate the crackheads.
No, this is step 9. We're going backwards here.
Oh, shit, okay.
Step 15 is extermination of all crackheads.
Yeah.
Now, the death row inmates are a lot more controllable. Ooh. So, you build them up, and then they kill off the crackheads that they can, and then the other ones die off in the arena.
Oh. So it goes full cycle, then. Holy shit, that's the most retarded yet smartest thing I've ever heard for world domination. Jesus, like, ooh. Huh, you can conquer the world with crack. The drug wars has yet to begin. Never thought that it would actually pulled off with such schemes. But, ooh, mighty fine respect to that. Mighty fine respect.
I want to say a little more salt. Yeah, like a tiny bit.
Tiny bit more salt.
Just massage me. Ooh.
What the fuck? Someone disappear up here. Oh no, oh no, this bad. Wait, yup.
Sorry.
Tom.
Bit of an accident.
Okay.
So.
Wait, Tom, but if you could travel back in time, what the fuck would you do, though?
If I could travel back in time, I'd probably start this whole plan.
Oh. Well, but when, from though? When?
Alright, here's a question. Am I able to take anything back with me?
Anything but firearms, I guess. Just be purely correct.
Okay. I'd bring, some, the smartest people, on the planet with me. Along with, supplies.
Yep.
And that I got, as well as, current medicines.
No, so you basically be like, I'm here to save you, and people will say, oh my god, he's some sort of deity or some shit.
Oh yeah, as well as, body armor and a sword.
Tom the Merciful, Tom the Wise.
Really, I was gonna say, he who destroys.
Thomas the Destroyer, the Destroyer of Worlds.
Or, a much more simpler way to put it, God.
Damn, okay.
Now, I'd start this by showcasing my absolute power. By technological advancements.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. They're not going to be able to oppose me.
Yeah, true.
I have the technological advantage. Even if I don't have firearms, I have a sword. They have their fists. Maybe clubs. So what I'm going to be able to pull off is just, they charge me, stab.
They charge me, okay. Stab. Oh. Shit, okay.
They're gonna be scared because they're like, wait a minute, that is sharp. He is able to kill me a lot faster than what I can hit him with.
You got the stabby, the upper advantage.
As well as, they'll start to begin to notice, why is it that our hits are doing less to him than his are to us?
So, holy shit.
Also, am I allowed to pick up anyone from other times?
I'm not.
Because if so, I would bring gladiators with me after, making them believe that I am a god of time, have them work under me, and then have them protect me from the savages.
So basically getting all the greatest people to ever live and to serve you.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, it's just a matter of preserving my legacy.
You don't need to preserve your legacy. Which can easily be done
by making them believe in my way as their ideal. their religion.
The religion of crack.
I shall be their god.
The god of crack. The god of crack. I'm down with crack, dude. That's some smoking a joint and, dude, that's some mind expanding thoughts, my boy.
So, this is my plan.
Your grand scheme. Holy shit, that is. Ooh,
this is the pinnacle of my life. Okay?
10 out of 10. Use crack to conquer the world. Oh yeah.
And then here's the thing: is how we'd also be able to better preserve the environment, as well as, you know, we've got animals that would have gone extinct by now.
Why?
Because I'd be bringing in people, who would already know about what happens. Modern day people with me who'd be able to then educate, these people about these things.
Okay.
Also, solar panels would be a must. Them power and they will follow.
Okay, yeah.
If I come in with light bulbs and shit, they're not gonna be like, okay, Batman is weak. Kill. They're gonna be like, because they're gonna see that I bring light. They're gonna see that I bring fire in small container.
You can contain the fire. Ooh. The savages. Damn you. All of this figured out. With crack. With fucking crack. I see. Well, dude, let me tell you something good. Let me tell you something good. Dude, I'm gonna go to America, right? And I'm gonna live in the desert. And guess what? The nearest town is a 45-minute drive. So, I was thinking I could try to go to the desert and start my own, fucking rice farm or some shit. Because
desert.
If you go to Walmart, you could buy different stuff, right? And cactus has fruit, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna plant rice though. I'm gonna plant cactuses and harvest the fruit and sell them and earn the money.
Another thing is the fact of how I would be able to bring them agriculture.
I mean, agriculture is already there, so yeah.
Yeah, but I'd be able to show them good agriculture.
Oh, you're trying to maximize
better tools.
Okay.
You know, they'll go from using their hands and these rocks to, metal tools.
The metal. Oh shit. Okay.
They will view me as a gracious god until eventually I begin to instate my plan, in which divide the worst.
The survival of the fittest.
To go to the gladiator pits.
Okay, I got you.
I shall bring Rome in its fullest. But this time, my Rome will truly, truly withstand the test of time.
Knew you were gonna say that. I knew you were gonna fucking say that. Holy shit, that's a 10 out of 10 plan. I will give it the reward that it deserves. By giving more crack. Dude, your plan.
Oh yeah, I'd also be able to introduce crack into their society at very a very early stage. That'd be another benefit.
Yeah. I mean, back then weed is already in steam baths and shit. You can introduce crack some shit. Goddamn.
Another thing is how I could technically unify a lot of languages
with crack
into one. Because here's the thing, I'd be speaking, this language, and they'd probably think mine is that of the gods.
Oh shit, you're right. Okay. So basically, to sum this whole thing up, you can become their god of crack.
Yeah.
Okay, so that could sum up the final episode of this season.
Yep.
Yep, okay, so fare thee well, all crackheads, and hope that I could see y'all not soon, but in the future.
Okay. Next time we do this, I'll probably be a cripple.
Yep.